This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, 6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Jeff Palermo joins us now. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Big weekend for LSU baseball. Didn't start off so well. How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, Tommy, how you doing today?
I'm all right. It's Friday. How bad can we be?
I think LSU fans would feel a little bit better right now if the Tigers got a win yesterday. That was one of the more frustrating losses, maybe the most frustrating loss of the season.
For people that don't understand, tell us what happened.
Well, I mean, LSU goes in as heavy favorites here in this series against South Carolina. The Gamecocks had just 5 wins in conference play going into last night's game. And LSU was in control of the game. You know, they had, they got a 2-run homer from Daniel Dickinson in the first inning. Connor Ware is LSU's starting pitcher. They're going to start Cade Anderson tonight. They keep him on his regular rest. And Connor Ware just didn't have it. He was walking the ballpark. But then Jaden Nuke came into the ballgame and really settled things down. LSU had base runners on, it seemed like, every inning, but they hit into some double plays early on in the game. In the fifth inning, they score a run, does LSU, but they also, during that inning, had 2 runners thrown out at third base, one of them because Derek Carriel didn't slide. But you're up 3-1. You're still feeling okay about it. And then Jaden Newt, after retiring the first 12 hitters he faces, he gives up a base hit, he gives up a triple. All of a sudden, South Carolina ties the game. LSU gets the lead back in the seventh, and you're feeling okay. 5-3. You give the ball to Zach Cowan, your best reliever. He gives up a run in the eighth, and he gets the first guy out in the ninth. You got a 1-run lead. You're saying, okay, you're at the bottom of the South Carolina batting order, and then a freshman, the number 8 hitter for South Carolina, hits a home run to tie it. The next hitter hits a triple. 2 batters later, you throw a wild pitch and South Carolina wins. And you're just like, really? I think that's what you're feeling if you're an LSU fan. Like, really? That just happened? Mm-hmm. Just a frustrating loss. A South Carolina team that has been giving up 20-plus runs a game in a couple of contests here recently. But LSU continues to kind of struggle against left-handed pitchers. And the offense is just, it's just not the same on the road as it is at Alec Box Stadium. Even though they scored 5 runs, you're saying, okay, 5 runs, is that enough to win it? It just felt like they should have scored a lot more last night.
To lose on a wild pitch walk-off is just...
Oh.
Just...
Yes. Not even giving them a chance. And you had 2 batters. Actually, it was 1 batter later. Prior to that, you had a great diving catch by Jared Jones that robbed South Carolina of a game-winning hit. And when Jones makes that catch, okay, you got 2 outs, get out of this inning, and then you throw the – and it wasn't even close. It was a right-handed hitter. He threw the ball in the left-handed batter's box. Luis Hernandez didn't even have a chance. It's I one of those games that, you know, over the course of, 30 conference games, you're going to have a couple clunkers. I think yesterday was just that.
It seems to me the wild pitch walk-off is kind of like emblematic of the whole game, which is not a lot of focus, not a lot of concentration. Thoughts?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. You know, I mean, it's hard. You know, I think here you are. You just took two out of three from Arkansas in a pretty an high intensity series, and then you go on the road and you're playing a team that is 5-22 in SEC play. They lost 22-2 to Florida. They lost 24-2 to Auburn recently. It just looks like South Carolina's just kind of playing out this. You know, just they're just out there. The place is, I don't even say half full. It's one quarter full, the stadium they were playing in yesterday. South Carolina fans aren't into it. And you just, you're right. You're not focused. You're getting runners thrown out. You're not having good at-bats with runners in scoring position. LSU made some terrific plays in the game. I mean, Josh Pearson might have made one of the best plays of the season. He caught a line drive, sliding, and then he got up and he threw to second, and they got a double play. Stephen Milam had a great defensive play early on in the game. So, and Jaden Newt looked really good last night, and so did Chase Shores. Good to see Chase Shores put back-to-back good outings out of the bullpen. So, there were some positives there. It was just one of those games where you let an inferior opponent kind of hang around, give them a little bit of belief, and they took advantage of it.
But you know what? Maybe if you're going to have one of those, maybe last night was the time to have it. We'll pick it up when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. He's got a story up at WWL.com. LSU on the wrong end of pulmonary magic. 6-5 walk-off loss, a walk-off wild pitch, which is just frustrating. But, you know, again, Jeff, it's easy to lose focus. Sometimes we all do when we should least be losing it. It would seem like that's the last time in the world you would lose focus, but it happens. So if that was going to happen to LSU, it seems like last night was the time for it to happen. You win two more games, and all of a sudden everything's looking okay for the Super Regional.
Yeah, I would say so. And here you got Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson and set to start the next two games. That's your two best pitchers. Now LSU's going to face another left-hander tonight, a hard-throwing left-hander. So let's see if they can put some runs up on the board. I think that's one of the things that I mentioned in my preview piece going into this series is you just would like to see a little bit more offense consistently, especially when they're away from Alec Box Stadium, and they've struggled to really, frankly, do that. And again, I know you might say five runs could be enough or should be enough, but I don't know. Again, they left a lot of chances in yesterday's game. But it is good to know that you got Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson. I would imagine after losing yesterday, this team will be a little bit more locked in for today's game. And again, the idea is, or the hope is, to get to 19 conference wins. They're sitting at 17. You got two more before the regular season ends, and you got a good chance to get to 19.
And about being locked in, you would think Paul Menary had South Carolina locked in coming in against LSU. Not coming, with LSU coming to town, I should say, and taking on LSU, and you would think that now Jay Johnson's like, okay, guys, here's the deal, blah, 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 blah. We got to focus and finish and take care of our business.
Yeah, it's probably one of those games where the coach wants to tell the players, I told you so. I told you these guys were going to be ready for us.
Maybe he needs
and, to. Yeah, yeah. And then, hey, we saw it last week. I mean, Texas A&M, who had been playing fairly decent, got swept by a previously winless Missouri team. Yeah, I mean, these things happen. And I think you always hate it when it happens to the team that you're following and you're rooting for, but how they respond, I think, is going to be crucial, because A&M didn't respond very well after Missouri came back to beat them in their first game of the series last week, and they got swept. And LSU's got to come in and, like I said, get focused, and need another great start from Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson to kind of set the tone. And hopefully these next two games will be much more enjoyable for LSU fans.
How do they say it on social media? Blank around and find out, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I was Jay Johnson. That's what I'd tell them. Well, you know what? You blanked around and you found out. So there you go.
Or, you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Right, Tommy?
There you go. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana News Network News Director. Next hour, we're going to talk to Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. They've got a new analysis on the state of the TOPS program that's pretty, pretty interesting. We'll go into that. Then, of course, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.